Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Brian Hatton with Align Business Advisory Services. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks everybody out there listening.
So tell us a little bit about Align Business Advisory Services and what you do and who do you serve?
So we are what's referred to as a sell-side mergers and acquisitions firm. So we represent sellers that are interested in transitioning their business. There's two different situations that routinely arise when this comes up, is that successful businesses go through an exit to either a key employee or maybe an outside buyer, or they may be looking for a partner to take them to the next level. And so what we do is navigate those troubled waters of preparing the company for sale, marketing the company, and negotiating structure and terms for those that may be looking to retire or find a new partner.
That's really interesting, honestly. Like, that is a lot, but it's really cool to see that there is somebody to help you along this process, and y'all are there to help and guide business owners in this transition. So what are some misconceptions that people have about selling or transitioning out of their business?
Common misconceptions would be that they're in a state of readiness, which a majority of businesses are not in that state to go through a sale, meaning their operations may need some things to shore up. The financials may not be painting a clear picture for a potential buyer to come to the table. Or there may be some internal things going on, such as insurance and risk management issues or marketing issues. So many people are not in that preparation season to hit the market effectively to get the most value for their business if they go through a process.
That's really neat. So if a business owner is looking at possibly selling their business, when is the right time? Is it a personal choice? Is there hey, the market's hot? How does that work for a business owner? When is the right time?
Good question. The time is always now. You want to prepare for an exit at some point because successful businesses need to transition at some time. If you don't have that key employee or family member that's sort of that next generation to take over the business, then you're looking for an outside buyer. Usually prep time takes us around 6 months before we can even get to the marketing phase. And what we'll do is give you a market analysis to tell you, hey, here's kind of where your company looks at from a value perspective. But within that, we'll also give some pros and cons, meaning here's a couple of things that you could do to change to get your company in a better position to sell. And here's a few things that maybe you need to tweak a little bit to get that next value level for you. So we usually like to start having the conversation around 18 to 24 months out. If there are no life events that are dictating the need for a sale, then we can hit the ground running. Sale time usually takes from start to finish, usually around 12 months.
Yeah, that's a really long process. As somebody who helps businesses, and we are with the chamber, obviously, I would have never guessed it takes that long in that grand scheme of things. It makes sense now that you've explained it. But in all reality, I just think, you could just turn around and sell, not tomorrow, obviously, but 6 weeks to a month. For people listening, that's a long time. And I know there's a lot of different steps that go into it. Can you kind of explain those steps of, okay, you meet with them, you decide this is a good fit, they can fit well with your firm. What do those steps look like?
So for our firm specifically, we're typically dealing with business owners across the nation that are doing north of $10 million a year in annual revenue, up to around $250 million per year. We do a lot within the trades and industrials, so think manufacturers, widget makers, supply houses, a lot of business services type companies. But we internally have about 14 steps in our process, and that starts with the analysis process all the way to the closing documents. Within that, there are a couple of key things that are, we'll call it time blocks, that take quite a while. So Due diligence is one. That means that the buyer is going to come in and take a look at your operations from a whole. They're going to ask hundreds of different questions. That process in itself is typically around 90 to 120 days. There is also a process which is called the quality of earnings. And that's a third-party accounting firm that's going to come in and verify the cash flow of the company. So when a dollar comes in, they want to see how it flows through the profit and loss statement and where that dollar flows out. That process in itself takes, on a good day, if the financials are accurate and we'll call them investment grade ready, that process is about 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, just those two processes, you're talking a few months.
Mm-hmm.
That's not including the marketing process, you know, other negotiating factors, meeting with the buyers. We vet the buyers on our end. So one, the big thing is, do they have the money?
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, you may be presented with a buyer that wants to buy your company from just an email or a phone call. But oftentimes sellers don't know how to verify even if they have the money.
Correct. Yeah.
To buy the company. So.
And that's where I think y'all are so well, like, trained. Like, you know that these people have been vetted. They have the money. They have the capabilities to take on the business. So you've explained a little bit about Align and the business advisory services. What sets you apart? I know you've talked about your systems and all that, but what sets you apart from different firms in our area?
So a lot of firms are the single shingle type business brokerage type firms. That's not us. We're a little over 20 members of the firm. We have CPAs, CFAs, MBAs, and a lot of us are also former operators like myself. I've operated an HVAC company in the past and an insurance agency. So we've sat in that founder seat, mm-hmm. and we understand what it's like to try to go out to market in the intimidating process. And so we're a little bit different. We would like to position ourselves that we're in a position because we've done over $3 billion worth of transaction value in the last 9 years. We've thoroughly vetted the buyers that we have on our curated list. So we know that not only do they have the funds, but we also have to find the one that's going to be the best fit for our sellers. If a buyer presents the best terms or best value, it doesn't mean that they're the best fit to continue on the legacy of a lot of these founder-led, you know, businesses that have grown over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that courting process is difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you really need to take your time. And so that's where we separate ourselves in that, you know, our closing percentage from engagements that we take on is a little over 90%, when the industry data will tell you that less than 30% of businesses that actually go to market to try to sell will actually close.
Wow.
So when we're hitting the market with a business, we know that it's in a position, we know what it is that the buyers want to see before they engage with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've built a good reputation across the nation that, hey, when Align Business Advisors comes out with a deal, it's going to be ready, it's going to be buttoned up, and it's going to be a good deal for us to analyze. And that in turn brings extra value for the sellers when they mm-hmm. go out to market.
That's a wonderful way to set y'all apart. Honestly, like, I am amazed. So if business owners are, you know, listening to this and they're a little anxious about that next stage, I know that there will be a time that has to be, whether that's a life event or, you know, son, daughter, whoever might be taking over the business, or they go to sell it. What can you say to, like, reassure them and know that this is the next right step for them?
It may or may not be the next right step, but we're always happy to have a conversation and all our conversations are confidential. I routinely meet with business owners here in the area that want to meet offsite. They're thinking about it. You know, maybe there's some internal things going on health-wise, or maybe even, operations-wise. And so if you're starting to contemplate it and think about it, at least reach out and have a conversation so that you can get more educated on what a process looks like. Am I ready to go through that? And like I said, I routinely meet business owners here within Ellis County all the time for coffee, you know, or lunch, or I'm a big barbecue guy. So I'm happy to meet with owners of all sizes just to say, hey, here's a few things that you might consider if you're even going to go out there. But that's also on the buy side. You know, I meet with a lot of different groups and individuals that want to get into what we call in the space is ETA, which is entrepreneurship through acquisition. Mm-hmm. So can I go out and buy a business and start to operate it? I can give a little bit of guidance there. It's not what our firm does, but I feel like education is important within, you know, sort of the transaction space.
Correct,
or the mergers and acquisition space. So always happy to meet with owners and try to offer up some type of value or education that I can any way possible.
That's wonderful. Well, I know I have learned so much from you already. Thank you. Brian, how can people reach out to you if they're curious about more about your services? How do they get in contact?
Good question. So our website is AlignBA. That's A-L-I-G-N. B as in boy, A as in apple.com. You'll get an idea of a little bit of our team, some of the deals that we've done in the past, you know, give you kind of some sector experience from some of our key executive members of the firm. But for me personally down here, my cell phone number is on the website here at the Waxahachie Chamber, but it's 469-867-3115. That's direct to me. It's always on. So routinely getting texts and calls all day long, but happy to visit with business owners. And then if it's a little bit more discreet, I do have an email address that's available through the chamber as well. But that's B as in boy and my last name, Hatton, H-A-T-T-O-N, at AlignBA.com.
Wonderful. And for some reason, if you missed that, you are always welcome to call the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and we will definitely put you in contact with Brian. Our phone number is 972-935-0539. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Brian. I have learned a lot, and I know our listeners have. Thank you.
My pleasure for the time. I appreciate it.